WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
What's going on here?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
We're all going to have so much fucking fun when they need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
Now you're talking.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay?
See ya, mega.
I'm not your ordinary everyday fool. Okay?
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
I think you're all fucked in the head.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Great. Well, better make some space for him in the back.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God damn it anyway.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You'll be whistling Symphony Nuda out of your asshole.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening or I will find you. I know where you live. I have to go to Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
Don't you tell me what to do. I'll do what I want.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are looking at the upcoming WWE pay-per-view Survivor Series. We are back to reviewing a pay-per-view, or at least previewing a pay-per-view.
One of the things.
One of the things. We'll do the other thing next week. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Good compromise. So yeah. We've got a bunch of things to pick. We got a few things to actually discuss as well, because this is actually a full format show once again. So let's get on with it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, I think we have Keishi Matsunaga again.
Yeah, for a couple weeks anyway.
Oh my god. How have you been?
I've been great. Feeling good. Lots of training. Lots of winter sportsing. And now lots of wrestling talk.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well.
Oh, also lots of manscaping.
Yeah, I've heard that's going around too.
Just go to manscaped.com right now, save 20% off, and get free shipping by using code WTRLIVE.
That's our producer Sir Rockin here for the cheap plugs.
Yeah.
And of course, the one who has to steer their way through all the bush that keeps coming up in front of us, the one and only Tim Stein.
Did you really have to say bush?
They're gone hedge.
Don't beat around the bush. Especially in public. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. We're live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can also find us on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/WTRLive. And we alluded to it in the opening there with all of the intros and shit. We are brought to you by Manscaped.com. It's a complete line of men's personal grooming products and supplies, including the Lawnmower 3.0, ball toner, body wash, nail grooming kits, and a hell of a lot more. Head on over to Manscaped.com, place your order, and use the promo code WTRLive. You'll get 20% off. You'll also get free shipping anywhere in North America and the UK.
Hey, Tim. Did you
Australia is included too.
Australia is included. Hey Tim, did you know
we don't hate Australia.
No. Did you know it's the holiday season?
Is it holiday season?
It is the holiday season, and Manscaped has the perfect package 3.0 just for you.
Oh, wait a minute. They've got the perfect package for your package.
Haha. But no, it comes with the Lawnmower 3.0. It comes with the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reliever Ball Toner, and the reduced chafing boxer briefs. You can get them all.
I've got the boxer briefs. They don't chafe at all.
You can go to manscaped.com, use code WTLive, get 20% off that item and free shipping right now. Give your testes the besties with Manscaped.
I have this package. It is fantastic.
You see, there's more than one person on this webcast that uses their products. Keishi, you're a professional wrestler.
You bet I am.
And you don't like to have to scratch in between moves.
Well, I mean, as probably most people already know, most males do not look as flawlessly manscaped naturally as most superstars do on TV. I'm sure a lot of these guys either have benefited from some sort of manscaped type package, but this one is fantastic. The Lawnmower 3.0 is exactly what they say. The light is fantastic, especially in low lit areas. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And if, you know,
what
if
are you doing
you are,
shaving in, wait. What are you doing shaving in the dark?
I'm not shaving in the dark. I'm shaving in the shower because that thing is waterproof and I don't have a light in there. So the light built into the, water resistant Lawnmower 3.0 that you can use while in the shower so you don't have to worry about the mess is fantastic.
There you go. An absolute, stunning endorsement from a professional wrestler. One of, dozens and dozens and dozens of guys in the squared circle who, do a shitload of personal grooming. And, you could listen to us hit the promo all you want, but take it from a guy who's, gotta, you know, look slick.
And I'll tell you right now, for those of you who are a little apprehensive about using that thing in those super sensitive areas, if you're worried about it, there's a little protective clip on there. Doesn't get right down to the skin, but it still keeps it nice and short, and you don't have to worry about nicking your boys.
As it were.
As it were. There you
go. Take it from Keishi. Great Christmas gifts, ideas. Not only will your balls thank you, but your woman might be happy too.
Oh yes, especially if you're the type of guy who appreciates women taking care of themselves as well. It's only fair if you do the same. And like we said, it's 20% off anything on that website. They got, you know, you can get the boxers if you want, the nail grooming kit. Everybody's got to cut their nails at one point or another. So if you don't want to, you know, take care down there, you can still keep your nails nice and groomed and still get 20% off in free shipping.
I mean, men and women alike can use nail grooming kits.
Men and women alike could also probably use the foot deodorant that they sell too. So, I mean, some stuff is good for everybody.
There you go.
So definitely check it out, save money, and you'll help us too. That's a different story. That being said, everybody, once again, sincere thank you for joining us tonight. Special hello to the lovely Lindsay Ward in the chat room. Of course, the host of The Rack Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern. It's always nice to see when she tags along and listens in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So hi, Lindsay. And of course, hello to everybody else too. So, you know, there you go.
I mean, I shouted you out when you were listening to other programming. So, I mean, you know, pay it back.
There you go. Yes. I got shouted out last night and some people were saying things about me they deserve to get bitch slapped for. But we'll talk about Jobber later.
Fun show last night. That was a fun show.
It was different.
We tortured.
It was almost confusing with all the aces you were pulling out of the deck.
I know. It's like a glitch or something. We tortured a man's soul over Linkin Park. It was fantastic.
Poor glitch.
Anyway, that's a story for a different day. There's a video on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, Keishi, I got a question for you.
Shoot.
Have you ever been the victim of a quick hit?
I think I was once. Well, I don't think I did very well at it, but we'll
see. You're about to be again.
Yay.
That was an awful segue.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel answers rapid-fire questions. Step up to the plate for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Your first quick hit, guys, of the evening is, if Survivor Series actually had stakes this year, what would your stakes for the matches be? Start with you, Omega.
Porterhouse.
Not those type of steak.
But he picked a good one.
What about sharp and wooden?
Not them either.
Buffalo ribeye.
No, actual steaks.
Yeah, for killing vampires.
I mean, it can't be something like, cause I was trying to go through my head, like what would be appealing that you could give to five people and five, you know, or 10 people, I should say. The thought in my head was, no, we can't do number one contenderships because that basically kind of replaces Money in the Bank a little bit. Can't do guaranteed title matches for the same reason. The one I thought of that might work is, like winner of Survivor Series matches get to pick like stipulations in their own upcoming matches. Like, no, this is just the kind of match we're going to have. You know, I survived, so now you have to survive whatever match I want to have.
So sort of like how they became GM for a night one time.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Casey, what about you?
I kind of lean more towards like Royal Rumble, advantages. Obviously I know that there are multiple guys in the team, but I feel like you could do a build up where if you choose all the members of the team, the team captain, whoever they decide by matches, not necessarily self-proclamation, which is dumb as it is, but then at least you could have matches to determine the captain, and the captain of the winning team would get number 30 in the Royal Rumble. Obviously the winning team would probably have, the other guys could get some other advantages too, like being in like somewhere between 20 and 30. You could have the loser of the losing team who gets pinned, they would enter number one. So I would kind of try and wrap everything around the Royal Rumble, which has more, it gives all the guys more of an opportunity to kind of get an advantage as a team.
Okay. Tim, what about you?
Well, shit. God damn you, Casey. Cause I was winning Royal Rumble too. You look at the men's team, for example. The winning team gets favored status, entry status. And, go in order, reverse order of elimination, as to letting them pick their entry numbers. Same with the women, but you know, something like that, something that helps to give a feeling of like continuity and like a purpose to win.
So how about your team wins, you automatically qualify for the Rumble. If you survive the match, you're in the bottom 10.
There you go.
Which would be the first 10.
Like the last 10.
Like between 20 and 30.
Yeah.
Oh, survives isn't, yeah. Survivor Series, surviving is winning, yeah.
Yeah. And it would also eliminate all the dumb storyline like, oh, you take pride in what show you're on. Because if you look at the breakdown of the people on the teams, Team Raw is basically Team SmackDown with Keith Lee.
Mm-hmm.
From last year.
So that eliminates, like, they literally, four of the guys got moved to Raw 2 weeks before they all of a sudden got put on this team. It doesn't make any sense. They shouldn't have any, like, you know, they're not attached to Raw in any way. They've been there for, like, not even a cup of coffee yet before they have to be like, oh, I'm Team Raw. Even though I was on Team SmackDown a couple weeks ago, AJ Styles is the, SmackDown was the house that AJ Styles built. So if you can get rid of all that stuff and give them advantages on the Rumble, then they don't have to worry about all this stupid, weird, we're proud of being on Monday Night Raw and we're going to fight these other guys so that we have bragging rights for a show that we've been on for like half a day.
So the thing I find interesting about all three selections is you just count out like the four other matches that are on the show that they will count as, you know, in the breakdown of wins and losses for the night. It's all about brand supremacy the entire night, not just the two matches.
The champions can worry about brand supremacy because whatever. Like, they at least have some sort of stake as in, like, am I the best of the two champions? There's like a story they can build on that, but the teams are all about like brand supremacy. The champions matches, they can be more about like they're the better champion of the two shows.
But I was going
to necessarily brand supremacy, but champion supremacy.
I was going to take your idea and take it to the whole event itself. The winning your brand gets the number 30 spot in the Rumble, and then you have people compete for that spot from that brand.
That would also be good too.
So you take the whole entire show and it actually means something because, you know, people do want the number 30 spot not even the number 30 spot. They get to pick whatever number they want.
What number has been the most successful? Like 27,
I think they keep saying.
26 or 27, one of those ones? Yeah.
27 for the longest.
27 and number one. Figure that out.
Ah, so those are some ideas for stakes. How about If you guys were a captain of a Survivor Series team, what would you name your team, Omega?
I mean, you said it, it's Team Omega.
Boy, that's generic.
All I know is generic. What? Like, we go back to like the 80s where we could have like the All-American team, which has the Undertaker on it for some reason.
Yeah, when it was fun, when the names of the Survivor Series were actually fun.
Yeah, but that's when they united a team that got along, and they were all hand-picked by the captain of the team in order to represent. Like, that was like an actual, like, that's when it felt more like it was about pride. You know, it wasn't just whoever randomly qualifies from these matches. Maybe they get along, maybe they don't. And I don't know what they're fighting about. Brand superiority? Okay.
So you would just name your team Team Omega?
It would really depend on who's on the team.
Okay, who would be on your team?
That's not a question that I was ready for.
Doesn't matter. Now you're throwing
it. That takes a lot of thought, okay? That takes way too much thought.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a minute. Casey, what would the name of your team be?
I mean, like Omega, my team name would very much depend on who got put on the team. Now, are you saying that I am the de facto captain of said team?
The question says, if you were the captain of a Survivor Series team.
Read the rundown, Casey. Jesus.
Is right in front of my face, Tim. I'm just bad at reading. Yeah, I mean, it would depend on who's on my team, because I like to do really horrible puns, and I would try and throw that in there.
That's the whole point about this segment.
If I had to pick the team without knowing anybody who's going to be on my team, would probably just be Team Sushi, because it's delicious, and that's kind of how I get over. So
far, we have for you, Casey, we have Team Guest Host.
Yes, I see that. But if I were in WWE, it should be Team Guest Captain.
I mean, if the WWE teams these days had a name, it would be Team Loners.
Teams. Or wouldn't it work if they were called Team Ego?
Ego, like an acronym. Extremely, extremely great opponents.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Tim, what would your team name be?
Well, the stereotype would be Team Canada, but that's kind of obvious. Fuck.
Getting a little Scott D'Amore in here.
Depending on who's on the team, I'd take a look at, the initials and see if I can build an acronym or an actual word.
You should be Team Double Double, Tim.
Team Double Double. I hate Tim Hortons.
Oh, Team.
Would have gotten that.
I want someone to try that. Like, we're Team Slurmp.
Well, I'm just thinking if you had Fatu, Umaga, Cena, and Kendrick, he'd be in trouble.
Alright.
Team Fuck.
Well, I mean, Team Rock could be if you went Braun Strowman, AJ Styles, Riddle, Keith Lee, and Sheamus, they could be Team Barks.
Okay. So Omega, who is on your team?
I don't reveal my team members before the event.
Yes, you do. That's the name of the gimmick.
I have no idea, dude. I have no idea.
All right, move on. Does the final farewell of The Undertaker end with someone attacking him, leading to a final match, his last match at WrestleMania? Casey?
I really hope it doesn't. Yeah, I really hope it doesn't. I'd rather it didn't. I like him riding off into the sunset on his motorcycle. If I think they should just leave it like that. That's my opinion. So no, I don't want it to end with someone attacking him leading to his last match at WrestleMania.
Okay, Omega?
No. From everything I've heard, like, I've seen a million things where Taker says, yeah, he's just flat out done. And the way he's putting himself out there now, I don't think there's any way you don't just have this as, like, or just, like, a general retirement moment for The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's too perfect of a send-off. He began a Survivor Series. He ended a Survivor Series. You don't mess that up.
All right.
No. If it ends with anything, I want it to end with the Fiend coming out and everyone just backing off, thinking this is just going to get bad. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want the Fiend to be the one doing like the Undertaker like respect pose,
getting down on one knee with the hand raised, palm up.
It's got to be the heel hand, right? It's got to be the one with the heel on the glove. Like we can't have like the proper match that we should have had between Wyatt and Taker, but it'd be a good, like, torch pass moment.
All right, Tim, question to you.
Yeah, I can, you know, knowing you and the way you came up with this question, You're like me. You can see WWE actually pulling shit like this. The answer is a flat out no fucking way. Of course, if they do do that, they better pick one hell of a good opponent to send them off, properly. But no, don't fucking don't.
King Corbin attacks him.
Oh, God damn it.
If King Corbin attacks him, hopefully Undertaker just ends his life there and we end the Survivor Series send off with like him standing over King Corbin, who goes away for 6 months.
I'd rather it be King Corbin that comes out there than other names people suggest. And no, that was not a cue for you to put that out in the universe, intern. Don't say it. He said it. Okay. Don't repeat it, because if we put it out in the universe, it's going to happen. And we don't want that. We don't need it. Anyway, that's Quick Hits.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do.
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
So we're doing the all-time greatest female character. We're going through 128 characters. In wrestling, you base it off of their entire body of work, whether it's in-ring and outside the ring, as a character. We start with Lana against Francine, Omega.
Lana against anybody might be a one-sided.
Almost.
Almost. I mean, Francine is one of those, she's got a weird body of work, though. She's one of the women from ECW, which, you know, there's not really a women's division in ECW. She's more, you know, she's just character there.
Hence female character.
Yeah. I would, in this case though, I'd probably go Lana, because we are judging by character, and with, like, when she's with Rusev, spot on. Exactly what she needed to be. Exactly what Rusev needed. It's after that where things get rocky, and we're not gonna talk about that till the next. Until the next round.
All right, Casey, who you got?
I am also going to pick Lana, mostly based on what she did with Rusev when they first kind of debuted. She did a really good job as his kind of mouthpiece. Also, I mean, I didn't watch a lot of ECW, so all I know is that Francine was kind of a manager. But as, like, overall stuff is concerned, I'm going to pick Lana.
Tim?
Looking at this whole thing, I gotta go with Francine, because to me, being more familiar with what she did in ECW than a lot of people around today, and able to compare that with Lana's got moments. Yeah. But her overall body of work, to me is not going to be remembered by you people. He said, not sounding racist, but, you know, by the younger generation, she's not going to be remembered the same way that people of my generation remember Francine. So I got to go Francine.
Lana moves on.
Yeah.
No, I would have gone Francine, but it's 2-1. Billy Kay and Medusa. Tim.
Yeah, Medusa, hands down.
Casey.
Not even an argument, or not even a matchup.
Casey.
Medusa by a dirt field full of destroyed cars in a monster truck.
Yeah, are you joking me?
Oh my god.
Medusa, yeah.
Yeah, the happiest Billy Kay has ever made me is by losing this decisively. Medusa.
Is by what?
Losing to Medusa this
decisively.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Tessa Blanchard, Bianca Belair, Casey.
Ooh, that is...
One, that's a match you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to lean towards Tessa Blanchard, only because Bianca Belair just hasn't done as much, but
that's right, yeah, now, yeah.
Yeah, like that, I would pay money to see that match so badly. That would be great. But yeah, I mean, Tessa's just done a little, her body work as a wrestler and a character is just a little bit more in depth right now. I mean, 10 years down the road, it's a different conversation.
Omega?
I feel like Bianca is just a whole lot of potential that has never actually been utilized. She didn't get a run with the title in NXT. They brought her over to Raw and kind of forgot about her for a few months. And now she's just now starting to get her foot somewhere onto TV. Like, it seems like she's always kind of been, in NXT, she kind of struggled for a position, which at some, she seemed to have deserved at every, at several points. And then now on the main roster, she's struggling to get TV time. Good as she is, I have no idea why it's so hard to actually utilize her. Yeah, it's hard to argue Tessa Blanchard. Like, I mean, it's weird to say, like, yeah, she's a world champion, not a women's world champion, just a literal world champion. It's just the Impact World Championship, but still.
She's got more belts than I ever had.
That's not saying much.
No, it's not.
No, it, no, Tessa Blanchard.
Tim?
Ask me, bring this match up again in 5 years. And, it would be more of a discussion, but at the moment, yeah, Tessa.
And finally, Vicky Guerrero. Guerrero, I should say, and Layla. Oh my god.
Give me the name again.
Vicky Guerrero and Layla.
I'm trying to remember anything Layla did that wasn't, like, cool. These are both characters designed to irritate the hell out of me.
They had you in mind when they came up with the idea for it. What can we do to piss off Omega? I got it.
They're out to get me. I keep telling you this. They're booking this specifically to ruin my life. Honestly, I would say Vicky. Like, it's not a case of, like, she went out there and she was bad at what she was doing. She was really fucking good at what she did. She came out there to irritate the hell out of everybody, and that's what, it's what she did. Like, we've seen somber Vicky. We've seen, like, Vicky being taken seriously in storyline. It was when she developed all the, like, all those mannerisms and the screeching. That is all completely intentional, and she did exactly what she was supposed to do every time she was out there. So,
all right, Casey,
Vicky, only because I also don't remember anything that Layla did that stands out outside of Lay Cool. Which, don't get me wrong, like, she was great in Lay Cool, but I just, Vicky is. Yeah, when, like, if this was a quick hit, it would be Vicky, just because, like, that's the one that, like, stands out in my brain of, like, holy crap, was she annoying. So, Vicky.
Tim.
Well, yeah, you know, Layla was pretty much very, very little more than eye candy, in all honesty, when you boil it right down. Vicky, however, Omega nailed it. I mean, she was told to go out and be a certain way, and she nailed it.
All right, so Vicky, we'll move on in that bracket. So, that'll do it for the all-time greatest, Tim. Let's go to break.
Yeah, if you want to check out the all-time greatest female character bracket, just head over to WrestleTalkRadio.com. You'll see the bracket there. Don't forget, tonight's show brought to you by Manscaped.com. Just head on over, place your order, use the promo code WTRLive, save yourself 20% off anything they sell, and get free shipping. That being said, on the other side of this break, get ready to play Pick'em, because that's what's coming up, Survivor Series Pick'em. We'll be back in about 5 minutes.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. Can you show me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum? Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You're engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flow Rider's disrespectful in a major way. Oh!
You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Law Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday night, it is the experience known as The Rack.
Hey, we love a safe move.
Let me check.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, so
we need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have a thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices people hear? Is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rat. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the great and great debate. A part of your Saturday night.
Bang! Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight-ish Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Tara, the one with the baddest, thickest finisher, Widow Speak, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Why are you so congested all of a sudden?
I don't know. Hang on a second.
That's a lot better, I think.
Did you just Ultimate Warrior on me?
Yep. It was fun! But you know what? That really makes your throat hurt. Holy cow, that's painful.
Now you actually need a lozenge.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you know, I've got some.
Anyway, welcome
yeah,
back.
If you live in Canada, you should carry them in on your person at all times.
Just a second. Here, have one, Casey.
Anyway, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We have an intern joining us right now. Say hi, intern.
So we're here to talk about AEW Full Gear, right?
No.
Ooh, can okay. we?
Do you want to get put in the corner again?
I mean, that's what I'm usually on for is
to get put in the corner.
Wait, we're doing the draft. We're doing the draft tonight. Okay.
Yeah, no, nobody puts baby in the corner, but everybody puts the intern in the corner.
Where I have my cookies.
No cookies.
Oh, by the way, yeah, you owe him two cookies, Tim.
Yes, M&M and, chocolate chip or chocolate chip version.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's his appearance fee. You owe him that.
No cookies for you.
I gave my rider to Rock, and it was expressly said in there.
Yeah, that is what you owe.
Yeah, well, when you get to be on the level of Van Halen, then we'll talk about your rider.
I didn't say green M&Ms. I mean, come on.
No. No brown M&Ms.
Whatever. I want my cookies.
Anyway, Brett is here for Pick'em because next week he's going to be a part of the review show because Tim's not going to be here.
I'm going to be someplace else.
And this was all put together before Casey was coming back to the show for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry.
So we're
ditching everything.
We're ditching a full Canadian and getting a half Canadian?
Yes.
Okay.
So Survivor Series.
It's still a push because Casey's also Canadian.
So, but from this call, we're losing one, gaining a half. Anyway, Survivor Series is next Sunday on the WWE Network. You go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and leave your picks later in the week when they give us probably a full card because there's most of the card, but you know there's going to be another match.
At least one. Maybe two.
At least one more match. Somewhere, 24/7 title, dual branded 24/7
title. I don't see a match on here that's going to be part of the pre-show yet.
Do you think they could put on something like an NXT title like they did last year?
I doubt it. Because let's remember.
NXT doesn't exist in this Survivor Series, didn't you know that?
Doesn't exist this year.
Does it though? Let's see, what are we missing from the champion versus champion?
Nothing.
Oh, that's a shame.
24/7.
24/7. R-Truth versus himself.
Or a cruiserweight.
No, that's NXT.
R-Truth versus Lil Jimmy.
There you go.
Hey, I think R-Truth could make that work, honestly.
That's why I said it.
All right, let's start with some matches. It's champion versus champion. Lashley takes on Sami Zayn Omega. Thoughts, opinions, and who you got?
Oh, yeah, heel versus heel. And you know, the Hurt Business are heels. They're just not as bad heels.
They're only heels when money is not involved.
Or retribution.
Retribution was when money was involved. They got paid, they got quote unquote big pay for that.
Yeah, I think the fear was that they would be a new Nation of Domination. It turns out they're a new APA.
Nothing wrong with that.
WWE almost gave us the one thing that they teased us on SmackDown where Apollo could have won the title, the Intercontinental title, and he would have had a fight Lashley again. They almost did it.
Still got one more week, guys.
No, I know.
They wouldn't do that to us. They wouldn't give us Apollo Crews versus Bobby Lashley 85.
Yeah, they would.
Have you been watching?
No, they finally threw him on another brand. It was just like, at that moment, you're like, thank God, this is finally dying the death that it needs to. And no, don't bring it back. Please.
No, they're luring you into a false sense of security.
Yeah, they're going to bait and switch this.
Yeah, this is like the one time where they decided to play the long game. It's just the long game is to like piss everybody off.
So they're doing that intentionally instead of just having that be the result.
So Mega, who you got then?
Because we're going to have the Hurt Business around, Lashley.
Casey, thoughts and who's going to win?
I want Sami Zayn to win, but I think they're going to give it to Lashley because this is, I mean, the champion versus championship match is like, one of those rare times where a champion can lose and still keep his title. And so having Sami Zayn lose to Lashley isn't going to take any heat off of Sami Zayn because he'll get it back on the next SmackDown by opening his mouth. So Lashley will win.
Brent.
I love the fact that this feud is playing out on Twitter already and harkening back to the awfulness that happened when these guys met originally. So for anyone who doesn't know, Sami gave a post-SmackDown interview last week after he beat Apollo Crews, talking about how the U.S. title, or the Intercontinental title, is superior to the United States. Lashley replied back, you know, oh, hey, look at this guy, everyone. He speaks four languages, one for every member of the Hurt Business you're going to have to deal with. Sammy's reply, again, harkens to the feud that they had before, but I just love the, Bobby, long time, man. Looks like we could do this again, where I insult you, disparage your military service, invite your family to the Thunderdome, etc. Or this time we can try something different and just compliment each other instead. I'll even start. You're very jacked, sir. I love the fact that it's like Sammy realizes now, he's just like, you know, he's going up against a heel Bobby, and Bobby has a faction, and for once, Sammy has nothing but himself. So it's like, yeah. He's gonna do the utter heel thing of like, you know what? I screwed up. Let's try to work this out. In the long term, when I look at this, I'm trying to look at the card as a whole and what they kind of like to do with Survivor Series. This is the one match where I could say that, like, I could see SmackDown winning, where Sammy can actually, because like you said, it doesn't matter anything. Sammy's whole thing now is being the smarmy heel and finding innovative ways to win the match. Like, this week it was beating Apollo Crews by count out using the ring itself, and just all the ways that he can do things, you know, handcuffing Jeff Hardy to a ladder by the ear.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah.
It's like he finds these really heelish, dastardly ways to win, but you kind of look at it and go, huh, way to outsmart them. So in this way, he's got three other guys on the outside that he has to account for, but in some way, he's either going to get them ejected or he'll find a way, I think, to worm his way into winning this match. Because I think ultimately, again, with some of the other ways that I see stuff playing out, SmackDown needs a win elsewhere, and this is where I think they can and will get it.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, I just think they're going to keep pushing Sammy as you know, the slimy victor on this. Everybody's going to assume it's going to be Lashley who's going to win this match. I'm picking Sammy through less than honorable means.
Wait, Tim picked what I did? Can I change?
No.
Don't forget, I have history and experience as a booker, unlike you.
That's just because you're old. That's why you have history and experience.
It's got nothing to do with age, and I'm not that old.
You're right. You're only older than dirt. It's fine.
Well, technically, so are you.
In a SummerSlam rematch, we have champion versus champion, Asuka versus Sasha Banks. Keishi.
There are a lot of factors in this. Like, having Sasha lose, even though she's not going to lose her belt, seems like too much along the lines of, like, Sasha losing at a big show. I think, but, and you know what? I'm going to pick Sasha, just for fun. Just for fun, I'm going to pick Sasha.
Seeing how Asuka beat her at SummerSlam, it, you know.
Yeah.
Could be the win Sasha needs to get back on track in terms of big show wins. Omega.
Sasha's going to die.
Burst that bubble in 3 seconds, why don't you?
Yeah. Because it's Asuka. Like, I would normally I would say, well, she's just got the championship. She needs to show that she can actually, like, win a match here. But it's Asuka. Like, that's not an opponent you just, like, give a loss to just because, you know, storyline reason. You're going to see shenanigans. I fully expect Bayley to screw this up and cost her the match. But, yeah.
Real Bayley or Ghost Bayley?
Either or.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see them. I don't see them, I don't see Asuka losing here.
Tim?
Yeah, Asuka's gonna win this. You stop and you think about it. They found a way for, Sasha to lose at a pay-per-view and still have the title.
Clever booking.
There you go. But at the end of the match, it's gonna be a show of respect from Asuka to Sasha. And, a show of respect to the losing opponent is, in some cases, just as good a rub as doing the job, for your opponent. Ask Keishi, he'll tell you.
So when I look at this, Asuka really doesn't have an opponent lined up after this, correct?
I don't see one in her future right now.
No. She's just kind of treading water on Raw right now because you've got two people who would, in theory, be contenders for her are holding the women's tag belts, so they're busy. The one person who recently challenged her got put through a table 8 times in 9 weeks, and then you have Mandy and Dana who are just kind of there right now. At least on SmackDown, they have an active storyline going where you could see things build, and in this case, you can see a reason why if Sasha needs to lose, what's going to happen. So I'm going to pick Asuka in this case because I think Carmella is going to come down and again, drop Sasha in order to cost her the match and really kind of drive home the fact of she wants that belt and she's going to screw Sasha over it every chance until she gets that opportunity.
As of today, it is champion versus champion, The New Day against the Street Profits. Tim. New Day defends the belts tomorrow night, so they could possibly lose the belts.
They could possibly lose the belts. So it's the Raw Tag Champs versus the Street Profits.
The SmackDown Tag Champs, yeah.
No. It's the Raw Tag Team Champions versus the Street Profits as of right now.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the outcome of tomorrow's tag team.
Yeah.
I want to see the New Day versus the Street Profits. I think that'll be fun. So
that's why they won't give it to you.
I don't think New Day's losing the titles tomorrow. There'll be a rematch, and then that's when they'll lose the titles. But I'm just saying it's going to be New Day versus the Street Profits, and it's going to be a good. This will be a fun match, and I'm going to have to give it. I'll have to give it to New Day.
Okay, Brent.
Yeah, aside from the U.S. Intercontinental title, this is the other one that I was kind of hemming and hawing of, will I give this one to SmackDown? Only because, in my opinion, you need that kind of evening out throughout the night. I mean, I know that they've had the times when, like, Raw won 6-2, but that's kind of anticlimactic. I really have liked the build between New Day and Street Profits when the New Day were the Street Profits. I think it was, what, last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And they did it perfectly. And then you had the Street Profit talking with Big E this past week. And Big E is just kind of like, no, you don't make fun of my boys. What are you doing? And I think the Street Profits at that point kind of saw, like, oh, yeah, this is real now. Rock, who are the New Day facing tomorrow?
Alexander and Benjamin of the Hurt Business.
Oh, God. Please, for the love of God, let the New Day win.
So it could be Hurt Business and the Street Profits.
Okay, quick survey on this call. Who actually wants to see that match?
Nope.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to go with the fact that New Day is going to win their match on Monday, and then they're going to win this. But I think this is going to be one of those things where it's like, by being in the match with the New Day, the Street Profits are going to be elevated, and you get that kind of like show of respect at the end of like the New Day, as weird as it is to say, are the kind of veterans of the group, and the Street Profits are the up-and-coming version of them. So you'll get that kind of moment at the end where, like, yeah, they're hugging, they raise each other's hands, all's good, but I can see New Day picking up the win here.
Casey?
I am also going to give it to the New Day. I think this will be very much like a veteran tag team is going to give the rub to the new boys and theoretically pass a torch of some sort. Plus, being that it's a joint pay-per-view, maybe we'll see Big E come out with the New Day. That'd be fun.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, it'll be the whole like Big E introduction, and they'll all be super excited that they get to see each other after being apart for 4 weeks.
Oh my god.
Casey kind of took words out of my mouth. New Day's gonna win on Raw, and then they're gonna win over at Survivor Series. And we're going to have a nice little quick reunion with Big E to celebrate.
Okay. Champion versus champion for now. It's Randy Orton and Roman Reigns, Brent.
As much as I've heard some people say we've already seen the other match before, I kind of really want Drew to win on Monday to face Roman. Only because they both actually have kind of an edge now, and I have a feeling their match, as compared to what happened on SummerSlam, or I'm sorry, back in WrestleMania before, would be markedly better, because Roman could be the heel, he could be the asshole that everyone kind of wanted. Drew has that edge, and I think it would be a much more hard-hitting, much more kind of elevated match than what we saw before, when it was Roman's first match back and it was slow and he was easing his way back in, and we all kind of, you know, prayed for the sweet release of death. But even if we do get Orton versus Reigns, I think it'll be interesting. I still see Randy, you know, putting on the chin lock of doom on Reigns in that match. Ultimately, I think Reigns, if it's Reigns versus Orton, I see Roman going over, because he still needs the kind of elevation for the tribal chief gimmick. He still needs the kind of heel edge. Randy can eat the loss here, and it's not going to hurt him. If it's Drew, that kind of upends things. But as advertised right now, I would say Reigns goes over Orton.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is set up to be just a show of quick show of domination for, not quick, but a show of domination for Roman Reigns. Like, you can't stop his momentum. You cannot do anything to make him look weak for a moment, because he looks so damn villainous right now. Like, this is his chance to show off. This is his chance to, like, show, like, This might be the Viper, the apex predator, but it's my island. And the island says, I'm going to hunt whatever predator I want. So, you know what? I don't mind this. Like, there's part of me that's like, I would want to see Drew versus Roman in their current personas, but also Drew still wouldn't win that match because you got to keep Roman as strong as possible. So I don't want him to win the match. I don't want him to win the title on Monday just to lose a match on Sunday. Cause then we're right back to like all the legends helping him defend his title against Randy. Just no, like. You need to rebuild him after that, so he can win his own fights again. Yeah, so this one's easy for Roman.
Keishi?
Yeah, Roman all the way. Most of my reasoning has already been said. He needs the win to keep his momentum going. They should keep the title on Randy because he can take the loss because he's Randy and he's been there forever and he doesn't really care if he wins or loses. So.
All right, Tim.
Yeah. Randy winning. What is that going to do? Absolutely sweet bugger all. Roman winning perpetuates that storyline. Randy is at the point in his career. He can eat the loss and not be affected by it. Roman loses and it really deals a serious blow to what they're doing with him on SmackDown at the moment. Roman is going to spear Randy and win.
A year ago, if this was the matchup, everyone would have picked anyone other but Roman, because Roman keeps winning. Now you must keep him winning. Just find it interesting.
Because he's interesting now.
I know, I understand this. I'm just way things have gone.
I just don't need another really slow, introspective, you know, say my name kind of match from Roman. Just let him go in, boom, boom, hit some stuff, look dominant. If you need to, even use a Jey Uso, because that can help protect Randy a bit, because you do have a henchman now running around.
Okay. We go to the Survivor Series elimination matches. We'll start with the women and his Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Team Raw features Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, and Lana taking on Team SmackDown's Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, everyone's favorite, TV D times two Omega.
I mean, you cloned one wrestler and put him in twice. How is that fair?
It's not. It's okay though.
They're twins. They're twins.
It's almost
no,
as
it's
deadly
gonna be the
as
fellas. No,
it's almost as deadly as team, or you know, like a full team of vacant.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I mean, that's what little Jimmy is, right? He's vacant son, second generation invisible wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is really hard to call considering we got two people who are just non-existent.
One could assume Bailey ends up on this team.
You could assume that.
Natty's been trying her damnedest to get on this team and keeps losing, so.
She gets grandfathered in just because, you know, it's the heart rule.
No, I would go with Team Raw here. Mostly because Jackson Baszler are being booked like monsters right now. They're supposed to look unstoppable. You could have like a big gang up on Nia, just, you know, and like a finisher spree from the entirety of Team SmackDown just to put her down for a three count. But I feel like they've gone that route so many times at this point. You'd rather just keep your monster looking like a monster and leave him in the match. Much as I hate to leave anyone in a match with Nia Jax. Let's just put that out there. Like I care about the safety of all the performers in WWE, and I genuinely, like, I pray for Team SmackDown. But yeah, I think you leave your two monsters in this match and they win.
Casey.
Yes, Team Raw for the SmackDown, or for the Women's Tag Team Champions running roughshod all over everybody. Cause what's the point of making them look like strong tag team champions if they're gonna get their butts kicked in a Survivor Series match?
Tim?
Well, the Team Raw as winners. But here's my vision. Despite what you guys said on CB Radio last night, Lana is the sole survivor. Nia Jax is pissed off because it was Lana and not her who winds up being the sole survivor. She goes to put Lana through the table again, only to be thwarted by Mandy and Dana for the second time this will have happened. And all three of them wind up putting Nia through a table, one way or the other.
So you actually like my idea?
You know what would make the whole, like, putting Nia through tables every week, or putting Lana through tables every week by Nia, what would make this, like, all worth it, is if, like, Lana developed this, like, complete immunity from pain. It's like she's just been like through this so many times. It's like, oh, my body's just acclimated to it now. That was nothing.
Brent.
So I have a theory.
I thought you might.
It's kind of building off of Tim's, but with a little thing, a little twist. So everyone's talking about the fact that the tag team champions are so dominant that they have to win the match, right? But what we've seen so far is these tag team champions don't really see eye to eye, don't really get along all that well, like to think that each other is the captain. So I think they're eventually going to end up screwing each other in a sense, like we've seen in like the beat the clock challenges and stuff like that. Somehow like Nia gets eliminated and Shayna starts laughing. Shayna gets rolled up. She's kicked out of the match. When that happens, we get week 9 of Curse of Rusev, as I'll call it. Lana gets put through the table. She's still active in the match. She's just laid out.
I suggested that on Monday, yeah.
Yeah. But what's going to happen is so you've got Mandy and Dana kind of like taking up the rest of the team. They'll fight. SmackDown will have one person left. They eliminate both of those people or some, eventually it comes down, SmackDown thinks they've won. Maybe it's Bayley thinks that she hasn't won and she's celebrating. Lana then comes in, gets the surprise win, is the sole survivor, and everyone goes, what the hell? That she just happened to outlast everything. And even though she got put through the table again, she was able to win. And that sends the tag champs just completely off their fucking rocker.
Nia more than Shayna.
You do that to Bayley, who's had one of the best performances throughout the year. I don't know if that makes Bayley look really bad now that she's not the champion, or if it would make Lana look really good.
But just think, if it was Bayley, if it, all this shit that has happened to Lana recently of, getting put through the table, to give her credit, she's taken it, she's run with it, but what a win over Bayley would do with her. Because then all of a sudden it's, she got put through the table again by Nia, but she was still able to win. And Nia would just be incensed because it's the kind of thing like, you can't keep her down now. What the hell?
It's all about confidence. Then we have our final men's Survivor Series elimination match. It's Team Raw of AJ Styles, Keith Lee, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Riddle taking on Team SmackDown of Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and TBD. Keishi.
Wait, this isn't supposed to be intergender. We already had TBD in the women's match.
Fraternal twins.
Triplets.
Okay, fraternal triplets.
It's that 2K20 thing, right? Where you had the male and the female character?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, if I pick Team SmackDown, technically I win either way, right?
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Groan.
All great.
This is hard.
All great theories and explanations of.
This is hard.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I don't like picking teams. I like tag teams or one-on-one matches. They're easier. I feel like there's more. I like the story tension of Team SmackDown, which makes me feel like they will lose because it makes more sense for them to have the infighting to lose. I'm just going to pick Team Raw because I feel like Team SmackDown is the more implodable team.
Omega.
SmackDown is the more implodable team, but right now it's probably the stronger of the two.
I can't pick a team that King Corbin's on.
I mean, that's true. My hope is that Corbin gets crushed somewhere between Keith Lee and Braun Strowman.
And Kevin Owens.
Yeah, Owens just said, fuck it, you're out. Just stuns him and leaves him to the monsters. I want to say Corbin's had a Survivor Series team turn on him before.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, he's that much of a douche.
Because that was the whole Roman Reigns, King Corbin, I'm the captain of the team, and Roman laid his ass out.
Right. And things immediately got better. God, it's all because it's Team SmackDown has a TBD. That's what's throwing me right here, because I'm going off of just momentum for Jey Uso and how big of a deal that he's being kept in storyline. And then it's Seth Rollins on that team as well.
Who's going on hiatus really quickly.
This is true. Right after this pay-per-view, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What's going through my head right now is it's not about the match. It's like, if I was an indie wrestler, I would absolutely just make my name TBD. And my whole gimmick would just be showing off how many WWE pay-per-views I was announced for.
I like it.
You know what? You raise a good point with Seth Rollins. I don't think they're going to give him a big Survivor Series win and then just shoo him off. Let's go with Team Raw.
Right.
So the whole picks I've been looking and I'm kind of, like I said, I've been going, okay, so Raw versus SmackDown, trying to break matches between them because of course we want it, even though it's brand supremacy, you want it to be interesting. You don't want, you know, NXT winning by 4 like they did last year where you're like, oh, unless you're making the statement of NXT. But there, I just remember, what was it, like 2 years ago, I think SmackDown won like 5-2.
Yeah, there was one blowout in there where I think they only had like one match.
Yeah, it was either supposed to be 1 or 2, but they didn't count the pre-show.
Right, right.
Because the New Day won that and it was like, oh yeah, that match doesn't matter. But when I broke this all down, I was looking and for me, since I thought the women were going to win their Survivor Series match, I look at the men's one and I go, even though Team Raw, in my opinion, has the much stronger, like monstrous team with AJ, Keith, Sheamus, Braun and Riddle, I look and number one, you have to give SmackDown a big win. And even though Roman's winning, I feel like it needs another big win just because, you know, Fox deal, you want SmackDown to look like a strong show. You don't want Raw to blow them out and be like, oh yeah, SmackDown's here. So when it comes to all of this, you know, maybe Jay gets help from his brother or Roman, you know, making sure that the tribe is strong. Like we talked about, TBD is sitting there and we don't necessarily know who that could be quite yet. I don't even know who's left to be part of TBD from SmackDown, but all in all, I can see SmackDown getting this just to try and, you know, even the odds with Raw and make it closer of a night. Cause I think if Raw wins this, it just shows that SmackDown is, you know, the B show. And I think they've been trying to build it up that they're comparable shows, even though you still have people like Drew appearing on SmackDown for some reason, even though the draft happened and they're supposed to be kept apart.
That brand to brand, whatever, invitational thing. Tip.
I'm giving the Windows team SmackDown, and it's all going to be Sheamus's fault. Because Sheamus, I just see him getting into it with Braun, the two of them back and forth somehow dragging Keith Lee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good thoughts. That's Survivor Series.
One final thing. We all know who's attacking The Undertaker.
So go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork and leave your picks throughout the week. Make sure you do that. We'll post the card, hopefully, after Raw. They give us the match. Probably it's coming, so we'll see. Hopefully
they don't freak out on it.
Stop it. Stop it, intern. You're going to give him an anxiety attack.
No, good. Do that. He'll go away forever again.
I don't know. Having Brent on the show 2 weeks in a row is rather freaky.
So there's a line, and then Tim just went over it. All right, Tim, wrap it up.
Okay, we're done. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
11 p.m. Eastern. We'll break down everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
Once again, Thursday's 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack with multi-time, multi-award-winning host Lindsay Ward.
We'll preview Survivor Series, talk NXT, and so much more. It's Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Now Available.
Saturday nights, midnight-ish, or as close as they can bloody get to it, it's another edition of the home of the Greater Than Great Debate, CB Radio.
Last night, we...
Linkin Park? Really?
Yeah, it was 20th anniversary of their first album. There was an actual time. And then we tortured a man's soul. It's awesome. Check it out. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. We'll have a new one for you Saturday night as we head up to a decade plus three.
There you go. A decade plus three. Figure that out yourselves if you can't. All right. Ace showed up last night.
Yeah. He did.
And then Ace showed up last night.
We'll be back next Sunday night to review Survivor Series. Probably
I was getting there.
10:30-ish. Somewhere in between. Who knows? Talk all about it. Tim won't be here, though.
I won't be here. I'll be busy. Sorry, guys. Try to miss me. or don't. It's up to you. Whatever. So yeah, immediately following Survivor Series, tune in to the Wild Talk Radio Network. Head over to twitch.tv/WTR Live. Get the review show. There you go. Time to plug, and we'll start with Wild Talk Radio can be followed on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Russell Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night. Hey, Rock, we're also on Facebook. Did you know that?
Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. And Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
It's true. You guys, you should follow me on the Twitter, at Flames Forums. That's, pretty much all sports that I ever bother talking about, and randomness. If you want to get politically incorrect, uncensored, and I'll take it out on anybody and everybody that deserves it, follow me at Voice Insanity. If you like cinnamon buns, which are ready to go in the oven, by the way, then follow me at Man Kitchen TV.
No one asks.
Everybody likes cinnamon buns, except for people who don't.
Just no one asked about them. That's
You're
all
just
saying.
Jealous because you won't be able to have any.
Eh?
They're good.
Yeah, how long are those going to take to cook?
25 minutes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And prep time is only 4 hours, Casey. We'll talk later anyway. Never mind that. Omega's all over the map.
Yeah, I keep myself busy these days. So if you want to see what I am up to, you can follow me over on Facebook or over on Instagram at The Plastic Addict. Because we changed one of those names, so I can include Instagram now. And if you want to follow everything else I'm up to, follow the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos for the content. And that is tjomega.net for a few exclusive videos. And catch me up over on twitch.tv/TJOmega. Just finished an import Japanese game that barely anyone's heard of, but it was a lot of fun, and we're figuring out what to show off next.
Awesome. Keishi has Twitter, at least.
Yeah, I have a Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, at KyleDriver. Yeah, sometimes I make posts, sometimes I don't. Over the next 2 weeks, there's a good chance I may not. There isn't a whole lot going on, but we'll see.
All right. Hey, intern.
Yo.
You're here.
I am.
You're also on Twitter.
Yep. So if anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at King Gittin. And otherwise, you can find me torturing people's souls on Saturday night as part of CB Radio, or running around shooting gas cans as part of Fortnite with friends, because I cannot say no to shooting a gas can.
Who can, really, when you think about it? Who can? Anyway, that's the show, everybody. Have yourselves a great week. Enjoy the programming coming up on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Enjoy Survivor Series and the post-show.
And remember, go to manscaped.com right now, use code WTLive, and save 20% off and get free shipping all month long. Manscaped.com. Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night, everybody. Have yourselves a good one.
WildTalkRadio.com.